Hello. Thank you, Ken. Love being here in the sanctuary again together with all of you. Listening to that music you were playing, Ken, thank you. There was a line, melting into presence. And that's what I feel to do. So we're here for quote 159 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. And we'll begin by first melting into presence. So we take a few deep breaths to quiet the body, quiet the mind. Transitioning into a space of nowhere to go. Nothing to do, and nothing to fix. Simply being here right now. Allowing ourselves to come into this present moment right now. Noticing what's in awareness, what sounds. Just noticing. Allowing them to be there just as they are. In noticing what body sensations are here, right now, in this moment. And allowing them to be here just as they are. Not telling stories about or wishing they were different. Simply noticing without judgment. And noticing if there are thoughts, just noticing the thoughts, not buying into them, not agreeing with them or disagreeing with them, just allowing them. Just noticing. and noticing that you're the one noticing. You're the one aware of all that. All that is over there, and you're here, noticing. The awareness of all that. Simply being the awareness, completely empty of all labels and roles, all responsibilities, all past, all future. Simply being here, right now, as awareness. Remaining here as awareness. Arunachala Ramana, or A. Ramana, writes about consciousness awareness. He says, consciousness of water, awareness of water, is itself not wet or damp. Nor is consciousness awareness of fire itself hot. Consciousness of time has no time in it. Consciousness of space has no space in it. Consciousness that is conscious of solid objects has no hardness in it. pure consciousness is not affected by that which it is conscious of. Pure consciousness is not affected by that which it is conscious of, but it may appear to be. This appearance, when identified with, is the basis of all suffering. The heart of one is the seat of knowledge, and the heart of one knows what is in the best interest of everyone in every moment. Put aside the idea of me and my interests. Delve into the heart of one with no sense of self and no desire for self. From here, you are guided with the best interests of all at the heart of one. Given from our Holy Spirit. the heart of one is the seat of knowledge, and the heart of one knows what is in the best interest of everyone in every moment. Put aside the idea of me and my interests. Delve into the heart of one with no sense of self and no desire for self. From here, you are guided with the best interests of all at the heart of one. The heart of one is the seat of knowledge, and the heart of one knows what is in the best interest of everyone in every moment. Put aside the idea of me and my interests. Delve into the heart of one with no sense of self and no desire for self. From here, you are guided with the best interests of all at the heart of one. The heart of one is the seat of knowledge, and the heart of one knows what is in the best interest of everyone in every moment. Put aside the idea of me and my interests. Delve into the heart of one with no sense of self and no desire for self. From here, you are guided with the best interests of all at the heart of one. Thank you for joining for quote 159 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste. Thank you, Ken, for letting me share again today. I really enjoy being here in this sanctuary with all my conscious company, melting into presence, the oneness that we are. Hope everyone has a great day. Love you. Bye-bye.